We've got the run kicking off in the morning, and then we have the parade, and the parade will end at St Mary's Road at around 12 o'clock-ish, which is like the usual time. I think we've got about 25 parade participants, so that'll be floats. The bulk of that is floats, and then there'll be other little surprises along the way. So yeah, it's going to be a really, really lovely parade. We are really excited. It just seems to be kind of getting bigger and bigger each year. And then from 12 until 8 o'clock, we have lots of fun and entertainment on Symington's Rec. Quite a lot of activities for the children. Once again, we're really happy to be able to offer free face painting for all the kids. So that's really exciting. We've got sensory activities for kids. We've got a forest school. We've got It's a Knockout with Harbour Round Table, which is kind of an old favourite, which comes back every year. We've got a climbing wall, we've got a craft area, dancer taster sessions, we've got musical play, we've got loads of local traders. We also have a green street this year because obviously the theme is, we're kicking off Green Week. So we have a green street with lots of eco-friendly traders. So that's really exciting as well. And it's been really nice to work with lots of different local groups in the town, trying to put on an e as eco-friendly event as we po as possibly can. We've actually been able to make sure that we will be 98% recyclable this year, and we're using like reusable cups and things like that. We're not having any programs this year, so which means we're not printing. So there's lots of little things that we're doing to just try and make a difference and almost like set the example as well. And hopefully it'll be things that we can just continue for years to come.